82AIC, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater, frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 20th at 7 o'clock at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
This is KD2GHL, battery-powered.
Could you come back one more time fully with your call sign, please?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Golf Hotel Lemur, battery-powered.
KD2GHL, good evening. What's going on tonight?
I got a message from Pat, N2DKB. He said you're on the net, he can't get on here, and told me to tell you all hello.
Roger that. I see he tried to get on there, and for whatever reason, he signed right back off, so I must be having issues again. I'm not sure what the problem is. Is this Richard?
Is this?
Alright, I'll try to give that thing a reboot here later on. I won't be able to do this till the morning now it's recording, but I'll try to give that thing a reboot later and see if that helps it out at all. Sometimes it's just a matter of restarting. I think he's on a phone over there, on an iPhone, if I recall, or something along those lines. Sometimes it helps just to reboot that and try again, alright, well thanks. Richard, you got anything else to add for the net?
No, nothing more, just passing that on. We'll continue beyond sight here.
Roger that. Well, thanks for checking in. Are there any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2RNZ. 5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
Okay, I got Jack and Bill there. I'm not sure. I think somebody might have doubled in there. If anybody else, if I didn't get anybody else, please come now.
M2OIQ, giving Jeff.
There we go. Okay, we'll start at the top. KA2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Well, kind of a pleasant evening. Juanus is what I think is better down here. It's about 52 degrees at the moment. But it looks like we're going to have wall-to-wall rain. It's supposed to be moving in. Last report I saw from the National Weather Service. So I don't know when it's supposed to get here, but, it's the time of the year for it, I guess. And it's a kind of a busy day, and a lot of things to do on the computer, and we did some shopping, and just kind of the usual things. So, 373 Swell, KA2ZNZ.
Alright, Jack, what is it, April showers brings May flowers, something like that. I guess we're about to get a few of them here. Alright. Well, thanks, Jack. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's up?
Jeff, I'm still laughing about the Mayflower. Anyway, I had a great day today. I got a lot of stuff done. Kind of a makeup day. Just trying to get as much done as I could for a sunny day, knowing we were going to get a goodly amount of rain. During the course of the week, but worked out good. Even my wife said to me, she said, you've been going all day. I said, you know, I've got the energy, I'm going to keep going. But I got to tell you, once I sat down, that was the end of it. So back to you, Jeff, and 5AOW. All
right, Bill. Well, thanks for checking in. Yeah, it's, all right, thanks for checking in, Bill. We'll catch up with you later. N2OIQ, Dan, good evening, what's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. I've never had an internet this evening, and I had too much going on. I'm always mostly up today, though. Spent a little time out there, not a whole lot, but some time, and I had a couple of things I had to do anyways, that wasn't outside. But, anyways, it wasn't a bad day, though, weather-wise, and I guess everybody's mentioned it's rain coming in for the next 3 or 4 days, I guess. I just watched, looking at the weather, and there's one night or one day that caught, there was between 3/4 to an inch of rain, plus a few other days it's got between 1/4 and 1/2 inch of rain, so we're definitely going to get a little rain, for sure. But anyways, green the grass up nice. My grass is starting to green up pretty good here already, but I did get a little rain on top of it. It's really nice, but anyways. And just sitting here thinking that I think I told you at the club meeting that I was thinking about taking Thursday night. I think that's a good night for me, Thursday night. So maybe starting this Thursday night, I'll be able to do the net, Jeff. And I know once when you do the preamble, though, you don't mention anything about EchoLink. Is the EchoLink up and going anymore or not?
No, it's still going. By the way, Bill's been doing Thursday nights here. I don't know if you guys want to switch or something.
Oh, okay, okay. That'd be a better night for me, but, well, let's see. Wednesday night, Wednesday wouldn't be a bad night either. I tried that once before, and I know what happened there. There was a family point, we had dinners and stuff down at Fire Hall on Wednesday night. But, Bill, is the other night that you'd rather have, is Thursday night good night for you, too?
At 5AOW, you still there, Bill?
If he's doing Thursday, I didn't realize that. I ain't waiting that on here, so only once in a blue moon, so. But anyways, we'll possibly pick another night, but I gotta think about it first. Cause I know Monday nights and Tuesday nights are bad for me, and some Wednesday nights. I have to think about it, I guess, now. Okay, thank you, Jeff. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you later.
N2YQK. N5AOW, are you still out there, Bill? Oh, you might have. You must have jumped up. Well, I'll ask him tomorrow if I remember here and see. I know he's pretty flexible, so I don't know if he prefers to do Thursdays or not. I offer him Thursday because it's just, it stretches out the amount of time that I don't have to do a net. he'll do it Thursday, then Clint does it Friday, and then a lot of times Paul up there at WQCJR will pick it up on Saturday, and then that'd be, 3 days off in a row from it. But, I'll give him a shot. He's usually here pretty much every night. We'll give him a shout here tomorrow night to see if he might be interested in maybe moving to Wednesday. All right, Dan. Thanks. KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for checking.
Okay, well, what about Sunday night?
That's you. Kind of in his memory a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's right too, Jeff. Yeah, I didn't think of that, so. Okay, we'll wait around and see what happens here. So, okay, very good. Thanks a lot. N2YQ, Jeff.
See, Dan, you want all the good nights. Well, let's see. I'll talk with N5AOW there when the next time he's on and see. Maybe he might want to move to Wednesday night. Maybe. I don't know. He seemed to be pretty flexible, like I said. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Well, for myself, got some work done today, and had some time outside, because it looks like we're not going to want to do that for a little while. The boys had their first baseball game of the year outside, and that was nice. They won up there at the park, and I think they're playing Little Falls today. I remember all these teams now. So that was nice, and it was a beautiful day. Took a nice walk out there on the towpath with the dog. And, a lot of people out today, and everybody's got the same thought in mind. Get outside while you can. Looking to get that garden filled up, if we can, if I can do it between the raindrops here at some point, that's probably what I'm going to do. Depends on, you know, I don't like filling the garden when it's wet and soggy. It's not much fun. It's a sandy garden now, so much sandy, so it drains out pretty quick, so I might be able to work something out here in the next few days. But other than that, I'm getting ready to call it a night here, so I'm kind of beat, worn out. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? This is KD2EIG.
KC2MBU.
KC2MBU, Ray, good evening, what's up?
Just noticed the clock was 11 minutes after 9, so grabbed the radio. Got 54 degrees up on the hill here. Just went out and closed all the windows. Say it's going to rain tonight. So, batten down the hatches. Can't believe the damage that those storms have done. Out 100-mile tornado was on the ground for 100 miles going across where they say Arkansas. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I was reading about that there this morning. Boy, there's a lot of energy must be stored up to really throw those storms that far and not do that much damage. I think they said, well, this morning it was, I think they said 19 of the guys died in that, so that's pretty bad. Considering how much area there is out there where people, where nobody lives. So just to get that many people in such a big area is pretty horrific. Well, I wanted to ask you, do you ever go up to Plattsburgh for business up there?
What do you mean for business?
Well, for whatever. I'm trying to figure out the quickest way to get there. I got to go up there and get a truck. And, I tell you, I haven't been to Plattsburgh in the 80s, so I don't remember.
No, I haven't been up there in over 20 years. I used to have a college roommate that lived up that way. What I do is I just punch it in the Garmin, tell it to take the fastest way, and then if I want to edit the route, I make my own choices so that I'm going the way I want to go. And sometimes, he lies. Garmin's not always right. you may be right if you were on a motorcycle or some vehicles, but you get into a Volkswagen or a motorhome or a tow truck, and you can't make as good a time on secondary roads as you can on the main road. So sometimes it's better to go an extra 5 miles and get there an extra 10 minutes earlier because you're able to cruise the... Well, my transmitter timed out, but yeah, check the Garmin.
Roger, yeah, I was looking at the Google Maps there, and they seem to say that Route 8 to 87 is probably the quickest way. I just want to see if anybody else has done that, because I know you're going up to the park that way, but I've never gone that far up 8, so it's going to be some nasty, squirrely thing, you know, might almost be worth it just to go, you know, 90 over to, I don't know, maybe Amsterdam or somewhere in there and cut over 87, but I don't know, I'm gonna check a couple other things online and then I'll check what it's, because my GPS on mine, it uses Google Maps too, so I'm going to get the same result on the GPS unit as I am online, so. I didn't know if you went up there for auctions or anything and maybe you had a secret route. I figured I'd give it a shot. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Hey, KD2AIT, this is KD2GHL. comment on your route. I used to drive tractor trailers for a whole bunch of years there. What you want to do, I'm not sure where you are. If you tell me where you're starting, I can tell you the best route, but Route 8 up to 87 is a great way to go.
Well, we'll be starting here in Blueville, so heading towards Utica, and then picking up 8 that way. That was my plan. I look at it on the map, it looks like a great route, but, you know, sometimes looks are deceiving when it comes to maps. I used to drive truck there for about 5 years, too, so that's why I was trying to see if anyone else had any experience up there. So you say 8's not a bad drive?
I did it a lot of years. Yeah, that was the way I went. Of course, I live right up Route 8 down here, but no, it was a good way to go. No troubles at all, a little scenic, but it was a good route, absolutely a good route, except in the middle of winter. Then I didn't have a choice, but you know, it is a good route either way.
All right, Richard, well, thanks for that information. That helps out a lot, because that's probably the way I'm going to end up going. I'm just trying to decide if I'm going to rent a car or not. I got to pick up a truck, and I'd rather just rent a car one way and leave it there and then drive the truck back. And, if it doesn't work out, just rent the car coming back. But, we'll have to see how that works out yet. still working on that. Anyway, all right, thanks, Richard. Are there any other comments or queries or late check-ins for the Black River Valley Service at 82 AIT?
Might be cheaper to take the bus or the train because running a car one way costs more than renting a car both ways. And renting a car both ways, you're going to have an extra driver.
Roger, my wife's going with me, but yeah, I'm thinking it through. I got to get up there and I got to get up there at a decent time. I can't really play around the time because I got to get the truck. I get all the paperwork done on the new truck, and they have to be at the DMV before 3 and all this other stuff there. So anyway, got to get it. So I got to get there pretty decent hour, early hour. So we're talking about leaving here like around 6 or so to get up there. So I don't know. We're still kind of playing that part up. We might just drive our own car up there and drive them both back. I was just hoping to save them. Mileage on the other car. So we'll have to wait and see. All right, thanks, Ray. Are there any other comments or queries or late check-in? Okay, hearing none, I'm not close to Black River Valley Service. That was John the 62 Red Ram. She used to like to thank, Richard, Jack, Bill, Dan, and Ray for checking in tonight. And 673 is anyone listening. This is KD2 AIT Cliff.
KB2KOJ for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, Ocken, currently on the 145-17. Station for Ocken, come now, please.
KC2 in view. Good evening, no traffic.
5AOW, no traffic.
N2WBX, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, we have KC2NBU, Ray, N5AOW Bob, and N2WBX Dennis. Thank you all for checking in, do appreciate it. Any other stations for Ocken? This is KB2KOJ for Ocken. We are looking for further stations with or without traffic.
GHL, no traffic.
Yeah, could you give me that call again? That you went a little fast for me. Go a little slower, phonetically, please.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Hotel, Lima, no traffic.
Kilo Delta 2, Golf Hotel, Lima. Gotcha. Can I have your first name and location?
My first name is Rich, and I am in the town of Ohio, New York, east of Bloomville.
Okay, very good, Rich. Name here is Mark, Mike Alfa Romeo Kilo. and I'm in south of Utica, New York, 30 miles down near Hamilton Colgate University. So that's where I'm located. And this is the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. We do a call up here every night, 9:30 or so. So feel free to check in whenever you'd like to, and welcome aboard. I don't think we've got you. Let's say again that first name again. Oh, it's Rich. I'm sorry, I got it, Rich.
Yeah, my name is Rich. I've had my license exactly a week today. I got my general. I took the test a few weeks back there. And I'm really new on here. Nobody taught me anything. I'm just self-taught. So I'm just on here listening and checking in. So I'm out there. 73.
Okay, well, welcome back, Todd, and welcome to Ham Radio. And thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it. And nice to meet your acquaintance. So okay, very good. That's 73. Take care and enjoy the hobby. It's a lot of fun. Are there any other stations for Octane, with or without traffic? Final call. Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 73 to all, and hope to hear everyone tomorrow night. And thanks, everyone, for checking in. KB2KOJ is clear.